This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado will be getting federal funding to boost awareness of extreme risk protection orders, which allow courts to take away the guns of people deemed to be a danger. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Colorado is set to receive over $4.5 million from the gun safety bill passed last year, called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The money is expected to support the implementation of Colorado's law, including training and public awareness of the state's ERPO program. Some of the money may also be passed through to Colorado's new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. The hope is that it will help result in fewer gun injuries and deaths in the state. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers will consider this week whether to make phone calls free for prison inmates. The state has been studying how much inmates have to pay to make calls. This year, lawmakers budgeted to make calling free for juvenile offenders in the youth custody system. Expanding free calling to all prisons and jails could cost the state an estimated $4.5 million a year. Home sales in Pueblo County have slowed. They're down by more than half from January of last year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
There are more than twice as many homes on the market in Pueblo County than this time last year, according to a recent report from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Sellers are waiting substantially longer to get their houses sold, and they're accepting lower prices. Area realtors are saying buyers are feeling the pinch of inflation and higher interest rates. The median price of a home in the county is down 1.2% to about $293,000. Statewide, the median price is the same as last January at $520,000. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Come find more at CPR.org.